today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the website, or all of the website is for free. You just enjoy it. Those other radio talk shows, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, and we do ours free. So head over to freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's freetalklive.com. Now, last night, I said I had some audio that was pretty outrageous. It's about a cop. It's actually a roadside pullover.
Mm-hmm.
And there were actually three cops involved and one man. So there was a guy in the car and the three cops, and the cop, for whatever reason, believed that the man who they pulled over had something in his mouth.
Okay.
And let me give you a little bit of background here, and then we actually have the audio from the police video to play for you. Just to kind of give you an idea of the attitude of certain police officers out there. Remember, this wasn't just one lone cop out by himself. He was acting this way in front of other police officers. So, you know, therefore it says to me that this isn't this sort of behavior on their part isn't unheard of. It's not something they're too afraid to do in front of their coworkers, that sort of thing. The story is from NWI.com. Portage, the Portage Police Merit Board decided Thursday it will consider the departmental charges against Officer Roger A. Peel on June 28th. The board came to the conclusion after spending just more than an hour behind closed doors reviewing evidence collected by the police department. The chairman said, "We don't take this lightly." He declined to comment on the evidence that they had reviewed. Peel, the cop, who had been reassigned to a desk job while his case is pending, did not attend. The police chief, Cliff Birch, and his assistant were present for the decision. Peel had been a rising star at the department after leading the county in drunken driving arrests for 6 years straight. He now faces departmental charges of conduct unbecoming an officer, mistreatment or maltreatment of a prisoner, and unsatisfactory performance.
Now, what do you think about a cop that, now I haven't heard this video and I don't know, have any idea, but what do you think about a cop that makes a mistake in a stop like this, and but other than that, he's been great?
Well, I don't think this is really a mistake. I believe this is how this cop acts all the time. He's very, very mean towards his customers, the people he's supposedly protecting and serving.
Well, he's protecting and serving them from themselves, so, I mean, you never know. When you're a cop, you don't know who the good guys are and the bad guys are, and that's tough.
I understand that. We can review that when you actually hear the audio. The charges stem from two separate incidents with this officer, including a February 7th drunken driving arrest in which Peel was caught on police video repeatedly threatening to choke driver Matthew Rivera after the 24-year-old initially failed to respond to an order to open his mouth. Rivera did open his mouth twice, but Peel appears to grab Rivera's neck, and he and two others force the man to the ground while a fourth officer threatens to shock him with a taser.
Ooh.
In the second case, and we don't have video on the second case, but Gary resident Camille LaFoon accused Peel of pulling hair from her head, knocking her to the ground, and beating her, all while the 25-year-old was handcuffed during an April 14th arrest, according to her attorney, Barbara Bowling. So, you know, if a cop gets into a scuffle with somebody and there's some hair pulled, then that's understandable if there's a scuffle going on. You know, if somebody starts something with a cop, pushes the cop, or somehow attacks the cop, in that case, by the way they play, the rules they play by, if force is being used on them, then they can utilize force in order to subdue the force that's being used on them.
I would.
But I don't know if, you know, I just don't know if it's appropriate to knock someone to the ground and pull hair from their head while they're handcuffed. I just don't think you can be too much of a threat while you're handcuffed, especially if you're a 25-year-old lady.
Well, I think it's clear that in this particular instance that this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the war on drugs. Because if she was a rapist or a murderer or a burglar or something like that, she probably wouldn't be trying to swallow anything. But it's,
well, I don't know about this woman. I don't know what the reason for that was. It's the other guy that it was the first case. We're talking actually about two cases here.
I see.
One's a 24-year-old man.
I thought you said Matthew, and then I got confused when you started saying it was a woman.
There are two cases. Matthew Rivera is the 24-year-old who did not open his mouth, and he actually ended up, he did open his mouth twice, but they still attacked him anyway. And then there's Camille LaFoon, who's a 25-year-old who was handcuffed, and she was beaten and had her hair pulled by this cop.
Gotcha.
LeFoon was among four people charged after a scuffle in the parking lot of a Denny's restaurant in that town. One man was shot in the groin in that scuffle. June 28th hearing, Peel again as the cop, will begin at 5:15, be conducted behind closed doors, which is in keeping with the discretion allowed by state law and a policy decision by the board last year designed to protect the rights of officers. Isn't that nice? All of our cases are public trials where anybody can go and attend, except for the new military tribunals that the federal government's doing. But in general, if you have a court case in your local town, it's something that anybody can go to. But apparently, if you're a police officer who's facing investigation or facing charges, then you have the lovely freedom of not being able to have the public in your courtroom.
It's nice. It's convenient.
Yeah, nice and private.
They do seem to be judged by different standards than we do.
And I think that's wrong. And if you think that the police should have a separate set of standards that is somehow lower than the average American, as far as the average American is punished more harshly than a police officer, if you agree with that sort of mentality, because that's pretty much how it is right now in America. If a cop commits a murder, he doesn't get as much time as a regular person. In fact, in many cases, the cops can get away with murder, as we've discussed here on this show. So, 1-800-259-9231, if you think the cops should have a separate set of standards. I almost do think the cops should have a separate set of standards, except I think their standards should be much higher. I think they should be held to a much more difficult penalty system if they get in trouble for something. Well, we talked yesterday about the Washington, D.C. get-together of cops from around the nation, the National Cop Week, where the cops all from all over the place come to Washington, D.C. and party for a week. They there was video taken of these cops with open containers walking around the streets, driving down the streets, blaring their sirens for no reason whatsoever, urinating in public on a church, the front of a church property, and a variety of other just
doing kinds of things that would definitely, at the very least, get them harassed by police if they weren't, in fact, police.
A lot of hooting and hollering, that sort of thing. So if you're going to charge somebody with an open container and not charge the police, that's a double standard that I find unacceptable. At the very least, they should have the exact same penalties, but I really think they should have much harsher. Let's go to the audio, though, because just so you have some idea for the mentality of some of these cops that are out there, this is the audio from the case here.
I'm not a drug dealer, nothing like that. There's no scene on my mind.
Did I ask you were a drug dealer?
No, but that's nothing.
Took his out, he started acting.
There's nothing.
Get off your mouth. You don't know that. Put your head down so we can see and make sure you don't have anything in your mouth. I'll choke your mouth right now. Open your mouth right now or I'll choke you. I don't know if there's drugs or anything else in your mouth. Now open your mouth before I make sure.
Now, I don't know. Is that appropriate? I don't think it is. I think that if you've got
suspect... Is he under arrest?
Not sure. I don't have all of the context. But if you've got a suspect that's not following your orders, is it appropriate to threaten them? To threaten them with choking?
Well,
if they don't follow your orders, you could say you're going to be arrested. But to choke the man? Which is what they went and did after the clip was over here. You can't actually, I mean, obviously you can't see the video, so I'll tell you what happens.
Open your mouth now, or you're going to get choked out.
There you go.
Open your mouth now, so I can make sure there's nothing in there right now.
Now, at that point, the cop had already approached him and had grabbed the man by the neck. And that's the cop saying, don't push me. But the cop is on this man, preparing to choke him. What would you do in that case?
Right.
I think he was just trying to get him off of him point.
And the only way you would do that is with a push.
Right, and from the video that I've seen, it doesn't look like the cop really got much of a push. He was a big cop, and he's leaning in on the man, beginning to choke him.
There's nothing in my mouth. There's nothing.
At that point, all three of the cops took the man to the ground and cuffed him and presumably arrested him after that.
So did they find out if he had anything in his mouth?
You know what? Believe it or not, I looked for different stories on this. I found a couple different stories, and they never revealed whether or not there was anything in the mouth. But you would presume that if there was,
that they would have revealed it.
They would have mentioned, and he had a bag of heroin in his mouth, you know? So thank goodness they were so mean to this man. But no, it seems as though he did not actually have something in his mouth, and that this was just a cop who's out of control, out of line, threatening to choke the very person that he's supposed to be serving and protecting. Just more evidence that the cops aren't actually here to serve and protect anybody, but they're just here to do whatever the flip they want to do. 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free SACL CAI line. You can take control of the airwaves. and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it is the live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. That includes the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. See what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people, they want your money. home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that there is a way that our side can win. And
okay.
I'm not talking about a presidential candidate, instead of getting 0.5% of the vote, getting a whole grand total of 2% of the vote. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we seem to be right now. Let me explain, first of all, what we can look forward to. We're not talking about one state decriminalizing medicinal use of marijuana. We're talking about all 50 states and the federal government calling off the war on drugs and releasing all the POWs. We are going to demand...
When you say POWs, you mean nonviolent drug offenders?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the public schools are going to be done away with. All taxes on individuals, since individuals have inherent natural rights or God-given rights and corporations only have government-given rights,
mm-hmm.
all taxes imposed on individuals are going to be done away.
This sounds like a wonderful world, Tom. How's this going to happen?
Well, first let me explain where we are right now. It's 1807, and we are the abolitionists, and we're in South Carolina. And all we're getting back is...
What year was it?
1807.
Okay.
And we're the abolitionists in South Carolina. And
right.
all we're getting back is, what are you talking about? Free the slaves? Are you out of your mind? That's ridiculous. But they don't really much mind because they don't really perceive that it's ever going to happen. So they don't really mind the abolitionists, but let their slaves get emancipated. Whoa, boy, are they going to be furious.
So you're saying like that you're basically making a comparison to today in that they don't mind us out here talking about our freedom talk, but actually doing something they're going to resist against.
Once they see that our side can win and is going to, you know, like the song goes, when you see the chance, take it,
mm-hmm.
Then they're going to be furious because our side is actually going to prevail.
Well, they're already, you can see how angry and upset they're getting in the coverage that they're, this sort of negative blacklisting coverage that they're giving to Ron Paul, who's the only principled candidate that's in the race, the presidential race so far. They are, you can tell they're pretty afraid of him.
Yeah, but here's the thing, okay, now we're talking about calling off the war on drugs, and they think that's never going to happen. But then when it's actually going to happen, they're going to be furious. Now, okay, one thing that libertarians need to do, or supporters of liberty, they need to do is call up the candidates when they're on call-in talk shows or at the candidates' debates, and pose the question this way. Do you want to call off the war on drugs now, or do you still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed in action first?
Mm.
And then listen to the... See, putting the blood of slain cops on the hands of the legislators who voted for it...
Well, it seems to me that that's where it belongs.
Yeah. That's an interesting tactic, Tom.
Yeah. Now, because... they voted for it, and then accusing them of you want to get reelected, so you continue to vote for the war on drugs. You're buying votes with cops' blood, and you're going to continue doing so as long as the cops are stupid enough to continue marching into battle and furnishing it, so you can get reelected.
Mm.
Okay? Now, this will generate for your program when you start... taking, like, that cop in Puerto Rico who chose to get himself gunned down trying to arrest a drug dealer last week, or that cop in Toledo, Ohio, February 21st, trying to bring in a 15-year-old boy on a curfew violation. The kid fought back like a man to defend himself, and that was all for that cop. You got to put the blood of these slain cops on the hands of the legislators who voted for it. In this case, that would be the Toledo City Councilors who voted to impose the curfew. And you will get like about 100 times as many listeners all of a sudden because that will catch the newspapers.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if you take that tactic by essentially laying these dead bodies of the cops at the feet of these politicians who created the law, If you use that tactic with them, they're just going to ignore it. But if people are watching or listening when you do it, I think it's going to really have an effect on the audience, and that's what's the most important thing. You don't want to change the politician's mind. That's not critical. What you want to do is show how your position is the position that will actually help protect the police and help keep everybody else safe as well.
Yeah, and now phase one is you also put the blood of those cops on the hands of the voters who deliberately and maliciously elect such candidates. You didn't pull the trigger, but you pulled the lever. If you don't defend liberty with your ballots, don't come whining to us when you watch liberty get defended with bullets. But you're not going to say anything that would inspire anybody to go out and do any of that. See, you're just going to put the blood of the slain cops that already did happen on the hands of those voters. And to many of them, that's the most infuriating thing. Let me tell you how some of these people think, or what they're going through. Just for example, I meant to do this before I started explaining phase one, and that is they have this thing in their head that their religion is they want to feel like they're superior to these other drug addicts. When I was a member of the New Hampshire House of Representatives, I couldn't help noticing they got this designated room behind the House chamber where they could go to feed their addiction to nicotine and puff away if they can't make it through the session without another fix.
Well, there's probably a soda machine out back, too, where they can get their caffeine fix, too.
Well, they decide what drugs are going to be legal, and they drink alcoholic beverages, and they smoke tobacco. So they decide that those products are going to be legal for themselves, and they conveniently exempt themselves from prohibition by inflicting it on people born during the past 21 years. And in order to be superior, or to think that they're superior, they manufacture these documents embellished with a fancy-looking seal and some politicians' autographs on it, declaring that people who use alcohol over age 21 and who smoke cigarettes are superior to those criminals who use cocaine. They can see the absurdity in their arguments. Okay, enemies of liberty are not too stupid to see the absurdity of their arguments, that cocaine is worse than alcohol because if you drink alcohol, you can die from it. But if you use cocaine, you could die from it. If you drink and drive, you could crash and kill somebody. But if you ingest cocaine and drive, you could crash and kill somebody. That's why cocaine is so much worse than alcohol.
Because they said so.
They have to ignore the flaws in their absurd lines of reasoning because otherwise they would have no lines of reasoning to support their absurd position.
You got it, Tom. Hey, give us phase two tomorrow if you don't mind. We appreciate hearing
from
you.
You're not on tomorrow.
We are. Memorial Day. Monday. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. Memorial Day, we will be doing a live show. So if you don't get us on the radio, then you should listen live online at freetalklive.com because we will be here doing programming for you. Hour number, wait a minute, what am I talking about? More Free Talk Live's on the way. Your calls about anything. This is your show. You take control, 800-259-9231.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
To the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Bob, listening in either Petoskey or Traverse City, Michigan on WJML. Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir. I'd like to speak, refer to the previous caller and legislators' ideas concerning the rashes that are hurting our country.
Okay.
And thus the individuals that have made this country. It seems to me that there's only one cop I know that was a straightforward, honest young man, and when he had his 20 years and he got out of it, he said he thought it was worse than whatever it could be.
Really?
And that told me what I thought I knew when I was a 20-year-old young man, and I had a certain law enforcement officer literally just tear my life down, and any time I was out of it, out of, in other words, out of the grasp of his clutches on a probation or 2 miles over the speeding limit or you drifted left of the yellow line,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, Almighty God has spoken, and when the judge says, pay me $300 or do 3 days in jail or a week in jail, I rebelliously spoke and said, well, I'll take the jail time. And I would like you to know that there was one time when they thought that they saw me driving and actually broke into the house that I was in.
Whoa.
Broke into the bathroom, and I put my fists in the sink. They could not get the cuffs on me. So when this whole thing came to court, it was a jury trial, and the jury found me not guilty.
Hmm.
But the judge found me guilty of disturbing the peace. They wanted to sock me.
They always have that one.
Yeah, they always wanted, they wanted to sock me with assault and battery on a police officer. Okay?
And you're saying the cops were targeting you for whatever reason?
Well, yes, sir, and I could tell you the reason, but I'm not. I like my anonymity here.
That's
now.
Fine.
And I was in a public type of entertainment business with my motorcycle, and you know. But anyway, to make a long story short, the judge gave me 90 days for disturbing the peace, which
wow.
I believe has got to be a record anywhere. I challenge anybody for one crime. The judge says, we'll have you back next week for sentencing. Okay.
What was it that they alleged that was the disturbing the peace part?
Well, they said it was either talking loud or yelling. Okay? The difference between talking loud and yelling. And there were several witnesses that all corroborated my story about the fact that I did not hit or swing or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, violence is a tool of the ignorant. That's one thing I'd like that gentleman that spoke earlier, the representative from the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
to keep that in mind, that we have to outthink and play well ahead of our opponents, even though they may be much more well-financed and they may be much more watching us. We have to act and play like we know that's going on. And,
yeah, absolutely. And violence, using violence against the state is just going to get you violence used back against you. I mean, violence begets violence. It's a vicious cycle, and certainly we don't recommend it, and I don't think our last caller was recommending it either. But nonetheless, man, I'm sorry to hear about your story. Was this in the area in Michigan where you are currently, or was this somewhere else in the country?
Yeah, it was in this area where I'm living currently.
And how long ago was this? Bob.
Well, this was in like middle 70s.
Okay.
And, the mid 70s. That'll be safe. The interesting part is that I drove a truck, a semi, over the road for a company and had virtually no trouble anywhere else in the world.
Amazing. Did you feel as though that these police were protecting you, Bob?
No. Absolutely not.
Funny how that is. Isn't it ironic that the people that are supposedly protecting and serving are actually the ones that are putting us in jeopardy? Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, a little phone blip there. 1-800-259-9231. You know, we were talking briefly, I guess, Tom, the earlier caller, had mentioned marijuana. And marijuana prohibition and all that. And I was doing a little bit of looking through my emails here, and someone sent me an excerpt of a Ron Paul interview where he's not talking about his usual issues. And, you know, he's got certain issues that he has in his campaign.
Now, this is United States Representative presidential candidate Ron Paul.
Thank you. I'm glad you always reset me on that, because I guess I keep presuming everybody knows who he is when, in fact, they may not.
Yeah, people probably haven't heard of the possibility is that somebody out there hasn't heard of Ron Paul for president yet, and I kind of like him. I think he's the one that I'm going to vote for.
He's great. Ron Paul, in case you don't know, yes, he is a 9-term representative, I believe?
He's been there a long time.
And he is a Republican, but that doesn't mean he's like all the other Republicans that you're used to hearing. You know, the ones that are neocons, so-called, the ones that are warmongers, and they're always looking for bigger and bigger government. This guy actually is a small government dude. In fact, they call him Dr. No in Congress. And the reason for that is because he votes no on virtually everything that's put in front of him. Because,
anything that's not constitutional.
Right, because virtually everything they do in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional.
Yeah, they've stopped that constitutional stuff a long time ago.
So Ron Paul is running for he's campaigning for president right now. If you saw the presidential debate so far, then you have seen Ron Paul, and it's likely that you remember him because he made quite a stir in the last debate when he brought up foreign policy and how it is that the United States foreign policy is a major contributor to this whole terrorism thing. But the foreign policy and the Federal Reserve and taxes and size of government in general seem to be his main campaign issues. And, you know, he hasn't really been coming out and talking about legalizing marijuana and that sort of thing. But he's on that side, too. He's for he's for personal liberties. He wants to get the government out of your bedroom and wants to get it out of your, you know, your living room and let you make decisions for yourself as to what you put in your own body. And, man, a candidate that's both good on economic freedom and good on personal freedom, it's very rare to find a candidate like that. So one of our listeners has dug up an interview with some, I don't know if it's a magazine or website, but it's called Reefer Madness. That's the people that he interviewed with. And it was recently, it was apparently this month. And so I'm going to share this interview with you. Reefer Madness with Ron Paul. So there, Reefer Madness says, great to talk with you. I know you're especially busy these days, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about industrial hemp. You're the only one who has been repeatedly bringing this up, that we need to reauthorize industrial hemp farming. And Ron says, well, isn't that amazing that most people don't know about hemp? The magazine says, well, I look at it as a real testament to the power of government propaganda. And Ron replies, yeah, there you go. I think you're right about the propaganda. And it's also true, the prevailing education in this country, that we're taught things that are not true. I approach it in a different way, not as a hemp issue. To me, it's a freedom issue. It's not a drug issue. It's a personal choice, and it's about the economics of a voluntary exchange that the government is interfering with arbitrarily. Their interference is a detriment, and we're talking about a totally peaceful thing. It's not negative, and it does so much. We complain about the balance of trade, and here's a product that can be used for lots of things, and out of ignorance, we go out of our way to clamp down on it. This could be something to help the economy. Any kind of problem that we deal with, if there's no violence and no harm done, then it should be left to the people to decide. And there's more. Ron Paul on hemp and marijuana coming up here, 800-259-9231. I think you're going to like what you're going to hear. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
This Memorial Day, get the facts on the most fuel-efficient vehicles and then give yourself the best negotiating advantage with the interactive new car buying kit from ConsumerReports.org. Car manufacturers claim high miles per gallon figures to lure customers to the dealership, but fuel efficiency should not be the only consideration. Consumer Reports' new car buying kit will cut through the complexities of choosing the right vehicle because we evaluate issues like performance, reliability, and, of course, true world fuel economy. Then we show you where to start negotiating with the Consumer Reports bottom line price. Most car buyers walk onto the lot and start negotiating down from the price they see on the window sticker. Our interactive new car buying kit will give you the price the dealer paid, excluding incentives, dealer holdbacks, and rebates, so that you can negotiate up from the price he paid. Consumer Reports does not accept advertising, so our ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. ConsumerReports.org. Expert, independent, nonprofit.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of anything that you purchase. So go in through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done in their 41 categories of products. Get the products delivered right to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, I forgot at the beginning of the hour to welcome one of our two new affiliates, WLKF 1430 in Lakeland, Florida.
Just, LKF.
Yeah, just east of the Tampa Bay area. I guess is Lakeland technically Tampa Bay? I'm not
no,
sure.
It's not.
Okay. A little more central Florida?
No, yeah, I don't know. It's on the corridor between Tampa and Orlando. It's on I-4.
So welcome aboard, WLKF listeners. You guys are going to be getting Free Talk Live there every Saturday night from 7 to 10, so we're glad that you're on. You're gonna notice that Free Talk Live isn't quite like the rest of the programming on your station in that we aren't one of those cookie-cutter conservative talk shows.
You've never heard anything like this show, I can assure you.
I'm not saying
nothing like this show.
I'm not saying that's what all of their programming is like, but that seems to be what most talk radio is like. We allow anybody to call in about anything, and you'll find that we take a pro-liberty position on things, and that doesn't necessarily mean right or left. I'm not even really sure what right or left really even is anymore. So, this is Free Talk Live, and welcome to the show. 800-259-9231. Feel free to pick up your phones and test out our policy. Yes, you'll find out that it's really true. You can bring up anything from a personal issue to a political issue or something in between, maybe even hamburgers, whatever. We'll talk about it. Right now, we're in the middle of the issue of marijuana legalization and talking about one of the very few presidential candidates that actually supports a positive direction, a positive change in the marijuana laws, that is getting rid of them, getting the government out of the war on drugs. And I believe there's one of the Democrats that takes this position as well. Mike Gravel?
That's my understanding.
I believe he's pro-legalization on marijuana, at least. Anyway, so we're talking about hemp. Ron Paul, who is a 9-term congressperson, he is running for president. And his website, by the way, is ronpaul2008.com, in case you want to learn a little bit more about him. But he's in the midst of an interview here with Reefer Madness, and I'm just going to go back and forth here between the interviewee and interviewer here. So it's the magazine says, I agree. And in North Dakota, they've been trying for years to add hemp to their crop rotation. They're a very agrarian state, and they have great knowledge about agriculture, and they want hemp. And yet they come up against a federal agency, the DEA, which has no agricultural expertise. And Ron Paul responds, that's another good point where the federal government has made the problem more complicated and complicated artificially than if you're dealing with smaller state governments. The monolithic federal government makes mistakes. So North Dakota suffers and no one else. And this is a huge problem that that we see over and over again. When a state decides by whatever means, whether it be their legislators or the voters themselves, in the case of, for instance, California over a decade ago passing Proposition 215, when the state decides that they want to make a law that allows for marijuana possession or medical marijuana or a hemp bill, then the DEA always steps in and says, oh, no, you don't. You can't do this. What do you think? You're in a free country? What do you think? You can make your own decisions for yourself? No, no, no. And then they come in and then they kick in people's doors and they take marijuana and they take a bunch of cash. Or in the case of North Dakota, they just won't allow them to grow the crops that they want to grow. Now, I don't know about... I'm not sure what the GDP is up in North Dakota. I'm not sure how great the economy is there. But
there's not very many people, so you can imagine that they're probably not producing, they're probably not the most productive state out there. My understanding is that's California.
Right. It would seem to me that the North Dakotans should have every single thing at their in their repertoire that they could possibly have to do business with. And one of those things or products would be hemp. Because, as Ron Paul pointed out earlier, it really can be used for a lot of things. Everything from making paper to rope to...
You can eat it.
Yeah, you can eat the stuff. I mean, you can make all kinds of things. Shampoos. There's thousands of products that can be made from hemp. And it can be grown cheaply. It's affordable. It's not as... it doesn't take as long to grow because it's a weed, like, you know, unlike trees, which take forever.
You know, so we would solve just the concern that people have about paper could be solved with hemp.
Right. And that's just one issue.
Mm-hmm.
So yet again, the DEA steps in the way and refuses to allow the market to operate, refuses to allow states to make decisions for themselves. Now, I'm no fan of state governments, but I'd certainly rather have a state government over a federal government. How about you? 800-259-9231. So Reefer Madness says, well, that's a very libertarian approach, and you've consistently applied that approach to this issue. And Ron replies, well, I can make the same argument about medical marijuana. This is personal choice. And that's what I liked about how he addressed the issue earlier. When they brought him up, they brought up the hemp issue, he immediately changed it from a hemp issue, like that sort of niche, just talking about hemp. Mm-hmm. He changed it to freedom. He took it to the ultimate... end, the real issue, which is what all issues are really about when you boil them down, the liberty to decide for yourself either, you know, what sort of business you can do on a voluntary basis with other people, for instance, selling drugs or selling sexual services in the case of prostitution, selling gambling services, just to name a few prohibited sales.
Oh, we can only trust the states to do the gambling. They're the only ones that would be fair enough. 1 in 14 million chance.
So that's what it comes down to. It's, you know, your economic freedom as far as doing business or your personal freedom as far as what you can do to yourself. Some places in this country don't allow you to buy alcohol on Sundays or get tattoos. I mean, it's crazy.
Some places won't let you paint the outside of your house pink.
The interviewer says, it just seems so illogical. And Ron says, well, don't try to ascribe logic to politicians. And the interviewer, you're now running for president. Do you think you'll make this issue of industrial hemp part of your campaign? And Ron replies that on Tuesday, Fox is running the debates. This is a couple weeks old. And that will be a bigger challenge to me. There are these Republicans who will say, let's embarrass Ron Paul because he's got all these crazy libertarian views. But I wouldn't be surprised if a drug war question comes up. And if a question comes up, I can very easily get into the insanity of letting a cancer patient die without allowing them access to medical marijuana and into the insanity of abolishing the right to grow hemp, an industrial product. And you know what? I hope it does come up in the next debate because it has yet to go there. I mean, they've been talking about foreign policy and the terrorism and maybe, what do they touch on, health care, I think, maybe once. I'm not even sure about that.
Well, they're certainly talking about the war in Iraq.
It's been pretty much the war and terrorism is what the debates have been centered around.
They brought up 9/11, too.
And so I'm looking forward to it. They're going to bring it there, and Ron Paul is going to take the pro-freedom position, and they may even try to corner him on the entire war on drugs, and in which case I hope that he sticks to his guns and he takes the pro-freedom position there because it's easy to defend marijuana. it's easy to get on stage and talk about legalizing hemp and legalizing marijuana, but to get on stage and actually advocate the return to individual liberty, to where everyone can decide for themselves what they put in their bodies without having the government threaten them with arrest, that would be interesting to watch. And it would certainly be interesting to see how the other politicians respond to it.
You know, it seems to me that, when it comes to using drugs or using alcohol, you're talking about doing things to your own body. I don't understand why the government wants to get involved in that. I mean, if you do something to harm someone else, there's a crime involved, and then people need to be punished for that. But if you're just doing it to yourself, that's not the government's business.
Well, of course, the drug warriors will say you're hurting your family when you take drugs.
Well, then aren't I hurting my family when I drink alcohol? Why is that legal?
That's a great point. If you can answer that question, 800-259-9231. So finally, skipping ahead in this article, the final question was, do your colleagues even understand what hemp is? And Ron says, well, some of them know, but they say it's too confusing, and they don't want their support for hemp to be construed as being soft on drugs, and they don't want to be put in the effort, and so it's easier for them to just vote no. These are the same people that then lash off, they get a break, and then they go and have their six-pack. I mean, who could say? Very well spoken. Great answers from this guy. And he's not afraid to take a shot at the other guys either. You know, basically, oh, okay, you're a hypocrite. So you'll go and drink your six-pack of beer, but actually take a principled stand on personal freedoms. It's too confusing. Was it too confusing for Americans to explain to them what hemp is? Is it really that confusing?
I don't think Americans... I think most Americans know the difference between hemp and marijuana.
You think so?
I
wonder
think they
about
do.
That. 1-800-259-9231. But I don't think it's too hard to explain. I mean, gosh, if you can get on stage and talk about health care and all these other complicated issues, then how hard could it be to explain, you know, the marijuana plant or the cannabis, you know, the cannabis sativa plant and how it works and, you know, how there's a male and there's a female. And it really, it doesn't even matter because Ron Paul's not going to bother to try to explain what hemp is. He's going to take the personal freedom position and say, look, it doesn't matter. I support hemp industrialization. I support hemp legalization, but I also support medical marijuana legalization and, heck, plain old marijuana legalization and ending the entire war on drugs. Heck, I support abolishing the DEA.
You know, one point we haven't brought up as far as the war on drugs go is the danger that it puts every man, woman, and child in America in every single day. The fact that these drugs are illegal, well, that's the reason that people, you know, it drives up the price of things like cocaine and heroin. Well, because it costs so much, people who are addicted to cocaine and heroin, they're willing to slit my throat in order to get the $20 or whatever in my pocket.
It's true. We're coming back with hour number two. You can take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When my son...